America. This is Bill Brumbaugh, stand-in host for Jack McLamb. Jack is indisposed today, and many of you know that his wife is very ill. I hope and pray that you support Jack and pray for him and his wife. His wife does have cancer, and folks, that's a big one. And the fact is that there is victory no matter what in Christ, but you know, it'd be nice if the Warriors can hang around as long as possible. I used to do a lot of broadcasting, folks. I'm doing a lot of guest spots of late. My name is Bill Brumbaugh. My website, proactivenews.com. I'll give out other contact information later. I've got a guest up tonight. We're going to deal with veterans issues primarily after a few breaking news stories. His name is Art Burnclaw. Art, are you there?
I'm here, Bill.
I was hoping you were there and that you weren't Memrex. Well, there's some big stories going on, folks, and that is the eminent domain story. Well, a lot of people have talked about it, but I don't think they put it in proper perspective, or how would I say, speculative perspective. And I think that's very important, folks. It's huge, it's giant. There's a couple issues going on. It's not just over, a small housing tract in Connecticut, folks. The big issues are the I-69. Now, the I-69 is that new super-duper highway that's going to run from Mexico straight through the United States to Canada. And the fact is there's been a lot of talk about how they're going to run it. I talked to Chris Gerner this morning. We had a brief conversation, well, 45 minutes brief, and trying to collaborate on some issues. Chris told me he's heard that it's supposed to be a 10-mile-wide corridor. Now, folks, I don't agree with that, but Chris has better information than I do on this, so I got to tell you, his expertise on this, you probably should lean on. Myself, I can't see a highway more than a mile wide at the very most. However, regardless, is it 10 miles wide? Is it a mile wide? There's going to be a buffer zone around it. And the fact is there's going to be a lot of houses. There's going to be a lot of changes that are made. And the fact is, could this new eminent domain policy established by the Supreme Court be a precursor for the mass relocation of tens of thousands or perhaps hundreds of thousands of people? Now, that is pretty much what I would call the superficial option on this whole thing, because I believe there's a bigger issue. And, Art, you've been overseas. You've fought for the country. And the fact is, the fact that they can come in now and say, we need your property, and simply take it, and, again, offer you a sum that you cannot refuse. Is that what you went to war for when you were fighting in our military?
No, that's not what I went to war for, but that apparently is what seems to be happening today.
Well, it sure is. It's a heinous agenda. How many veterans are going to find themselves relocated while this is going on? How many active serving military? And you say, well, that's only a fraction of the population, folks. It's a significant fraction of the population. And I'm really concerned about these guys coming back. It's like I don't have a home anymore. What has happened? And folks, it's not just the people living there who've established themselves over years, months, or even decades. The fact is the government, with this eminent domain policy, has no business doing this. And I'll tell you what, this is just the first step. Now, the I-69, again, which in my opinion is a horrendous agenda and totally unworthy of this country to be collaborating in this whole new CAFTA thing, which is like NAFTA on steroids. But there's a more sobering issue that we need to deal with. The media and most talk show hosts have stayed away from this, folks, and the fact is it is called the World Tribunal on Iraq. Now, there are over 100 nations involved. There is 100% agreement with these nations to either a major or a lesser degree that the United States had no business invading Iraq. The policies were politics and financial, and the list goes on and on. There's pages of charges against the United States. We're going to explore that right after we get back, folks, here on Officer Jack McLamb Show. We'll be right back.
Are you one of of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning, hit the snooze a few too many times, need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Okay, friends, we are back again. Bill Brumbaugh, guest hosting for Officer Jack McLam. R. Burnclaw's with me. Art's a distinguished ex-member of our military and member of other military operations, which we probably won't get into a whole lot on this broadcast.
Can't. They'll shoot me if I do.
Yeah, you can tell us, but you'll have to get shot afterwards. That's kind of a reversal on the old, I'll tell you.
I'll get a good running start when I tell you.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, listen, I want to finish up on that eminent domain issue regarding the World Tribunal on Iraq. Now, folks, again, this is the final session they're meeting. This is it. They got everything wrapped up. Now, despite the fact there are other investigatory mechanisms that are happening and going down simultaneously, this is the initial big one, folks. And every single nation that is involved has an anti-U.S. policy. And quite frankly, on this one, it's really hard to blame Omar, because between the bombings that have taken place, the depleted uranium, whether or not we want to deal with vaccinations, all these other issues, the use of lurium, which appears to be an aggression modifier, it's real, real important. And people need to understand exactly what the heck is going on here. What the heck is happening, folks? It is way bad news. But the world knows about it. Here in the U.S., we've been numb-dumbed and succumbed to an agenda, which means, again, government God and Bushy Emperor can do no wrong. Now, again, there's a very unhealthy relationship going on between George W., his neocon spawn, and spawn is the correct word, folks, as well as the agenda where Christianity is being inexorably linked to W. Let me tell you, folks, I'm a Christian. I don't want to be linked to that man any way, shape, or form. Well, the fact is the type of decisions that are coming down make me very nervous, folks, as towards the future of the children of this country, because we're dealing with some major issues here, folks, that cannot be simply washed away. We could be looking at financial reparations due to the Iraqi people in terms of hundreds of billions of dollars. And what about the rest of the world? Again, there are going to be judgments, economic sanctions that are going to be recommended to two organizations. From what I understand, one is going to be the World Courts, which have, jurisdiction has been given over to them. Now, we can ignore their pronouncements, but it'll be really hard to ignore the economic sanctions handed down by the World Trade Organization. Now, given all the outsourcing going on, folks, not something that our soldiers are fighting and dying for, not something they're getting blown to hell for, to come back and find out their brother, their sister, their wife, the company they work for, now has a base in China or India or South America. Folks are actually, they're outsourcing to South America now. And guess who's doing it? The Chinese and the people from India, the elite in India. Why? Because they can't handle the volume. They don't have enough English-speaking people. And so the bottom line is this what this war is about? To simply financially cripple and morally encumber the United States of America. And I'm convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is a war by plan, and it is quite a scam, folks. The arrogance of Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and scumbag Karl Rove. Well, actually, they're all scumbags. I just wanted to put a title on Rove. Scott McCone and the rest of them. The abject arrogance of Condoleezza Rice when she was examined by the commission. It's like she pretty much was shooting daggers at them, folks. If her looks could have solidified, they all would have been dead. And is this what this country's about? You know, we've got a good reputation in a number of ways, folks, but the fact is the last few decades and right now, the last 5 or 6 years, whatever brownie points we had stored up are gone. They have been splashed across the landscape, folks, and I'll tell you right now, enough of the splashing, enough of the trashing. Let's get our boys and girls home. Let's protect our borders. Let's take care of America. And until we can get straightened out and fly right, then we can perhaps go help other nations if they ask for our help, not an invasion. And Art, that is the only word to use, an invasion of Iraq.
That's pretty much what we did. We invaded them.
Well, you know, we've had problems over the decades, folks. I mean, going back to, you know, obvious problems. Agent Orange from Vietnam, that was a major problem. How about the sort of torture going on by the Chinese working collaboratively with the North Koreans during the Korean War? These are things that just don't exist anymore, according to the media. But despite that, and now facing from the first Persian Gulf War, not only the vaccination issue, but depleted uranium, and now depleted uranium and lack of proper armament and armor, what type of state are our boys and girls going to be in when they come home, folks? Missing limbs, coughing and choking, getting sick, knowing that their life is going to be cut short from depleted uranium. These facts are going to surface, folks. And thank goodness, Art, thank goodness, they've got the VA to help them out when they need help, correct?
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, VA. I was being sardonic.
We're going to talk about the VA in a little while, and I don't think you're going to like what you hear, because a lot of people are under the mistake and misapprehension that the VA is a benevolent organization, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Art, you're going to dispel that myth?
Oh, yes.
And being as we've done about 400 shows together over the years, folks, probably not quite that many. The fact is, I'm being sarcastic, I'm being sardonic, I'm being iconic, because the fact is that the VA seems to be a predatory organization that deals with personal perks and gravy train issues rather, folks, than with helping our veterans out. You're going to be disgusted. You're going to be perturbed. You're going to be unnerved by what you hear. But the fact is, folks, you better pay attention, because this is not only your uncles and aunts, your fathers, your brothers, your sisters, perhaps your spouse, but this is going to be the legacy of tomorrow's children.
We're going to be revealing what every veteran and his family knows about the VA, but what people never hear,
because the VA has themselves a 2,220-person press corps that is drawing between $65,000 and $85,000 a year, and their sole purpose is to keep the VA, any negative news about the VA, out of the media.
Now, when
and
you say $65,000 or $80,000, you're talking per member, right? Not the total
member.
Budget. Yes,
no,
okay.
Per member.
I wanted to clarify that.
$85,000 a year just to keep them out of the news. And they do a very effective job. They do a very, very effective job. And you're wondering, where do they get all the money? How do they hide 2,220 people just to keep the VA out of the news? They hide them under unrelated job titles. And yet, when I spoke to the head of one of the senator's offices today, he used the word allegations. They always, the VA and the people who cooperate with the VA and the Justice Department always use the word allegations. You can tell what you're talking to when they start using that word.
Well, folks, when we do our broadcast, the fact is we're going to provide you proof, irrefutable, immutable truth regarding the facts of the corruption of perhaps one of the most heinous organizations in U.S. history, the Veterans Administration. Now, folks, by the way, as Art and I do this interview, I want you to know him and I are both under investigation by the Department of Justice. So this is not like, it's like, yeah, you guys will mouth out to you, you're being persecuted. No, folks, that's already underway.
You know, mainly why they're investigating me, I think I antagonized them all when I mentioned that J. Edgar Hoover, 45 years ago, wore Monica's dress and looked better than Monica.
Well, is it true, though? Well, it might have a little bit with to do with your very unfriendly relationship with Arlen Specter.
I call him Arnold Specter.
Well, you know.
It's Arlen Specter. You're right.
Well, folks, Art has a reputation for taking the southbound product out of a northbound dog, putting it in a paper bag, and leaving it in front of their office. And the fact is that that might make a senator upset, knowing that somebody recognizes he's so full of crap that they can find it even outside the office door where they're at.
Basically, I'm the guy that most people have been hearing about that takes his doggies into the Senate Russell building and encourages them to leave specimens in front of Senator Specter's office and then put my business card in the steaming pile. And I'm doing this particularly because of a court that was created by Senator Specter and a couple of other senators and the head of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, Sonny Montgomery, who's now out of office. And when we asked them, I wrote four letters to them when they promised that if this court doesn't affect true judicial review for a veteran, that they would revisit the possibility of taking all these cases into a federal district court closest to the veteran's home where they belong. So he made four separate entries, and I wrote four letters, and the first three letters were never answered, and the final letter I got said, "Dear Mr. Burncloud, thank you for your comments on the economy." So this is what you're dealing with when you're dealing with Congress and the Senate.
Form letters from formless amoeboid entities. Well, and that's a fact. But, okay, well, let's get into some of the issues which got you investigating this. Let's talk about the 4% solution.
Okay, let's talk about that. Here is something called the big lie and the grand deception. Now, the 4% solution is the 4% of the veterans who will get the disabilities that they deserve, 100% disabled veterans. Only 4% of them will ever get paid the full disability that they deserve. And the VA calls it their 4% solution. Now, on Memorial Day weekend, the people...
Well, Art, I'm sorry, I don't want to get you off track, okay? But the thing is, now we're talking about then every veteran that submits a claim, if he's injured, he's going to get compensation, right?
If he's injured and he has a legitimate injury, he has a fair chance of getting compensation.
Okay, but I'm trying to be as well. You know what? And there's the break music, folks. When we get back, before we go any further, I'm going to have Art give out his contact information, because I know not everybody can always stay with the broadcast for the whole broadcast. We'll do that. Then we'll get back on track. The 4% solution. What is it really, folks? We'll be back right after this here on Officer McClam Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, friends, we're back again. Bill Brumbaugh, guest hosting for Officer Jack McClamp, who's with his ill wife. We're not going to take any calls. We got one on the line. We're going to take that here in just a moment. In the meantime, Art, give out your contact information, please.
Okay. Any calls that you want to make, you can make to my own line outside afterwards. I don't want to take up broadcasting time with this, but I'm Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. My name is Arthur Bernclough. I'm Executive Director. I'll answer any veterans questions you have. If you have any problems, we'll talk about it. And my number to call me after the program or any time you wish, day or night, is 631-474-4261. And when I say any time, day or night, I had some dunce call me 2:30 in the morning the other day.
I'm sorry, Art.
No, that wasn't you.
I know. All right. Well, folks,
your calls are welcome, but I don't like to take up broadcasting time on something that might not be related to what we're talking about.
Sure, and folks, we'll give out more information about some of the services Art offers and offers, and his advice is solid gold. It really is. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and take one quick call, and I believe that's Jeff from Massachusetts. Hello, Jeff.
Ah, yes, indeed. How's it going?
Old age and devastation.
Yes, indeed. Now, as far as the wars and the war in Iraq is concerned, which I believe is going to expand to Iran, Syria, and the whole Middle East.
Like a Middle East cancer.
Yes, indeed. Now, I believe if we ever should bring our troops home, I believe the only thing we're going to get out of these wars is refugees, And that's going to be a stab in the back to the poor veteran.
Well, I think you're right. As a matter of fact, that was the third issue I was going to bring up about this eminent domain, because once the truth comes out about depleted uranium and the fact that we have made that place a desolate nightmare for 3.5 billion years, we're going to have to put them up somewhere, and I believe that will be one of the war reparations that's going to be handed down, one of the claims, one of the allegations regarding, again, this blasted World Tribunal on Iraq. So anyways, no, very good point, and I really do appreciate your call. Listen, folks, if you want to get a hold of me and personally talk about these issues, and I have my own broadcast on another network, we can do that, too. You can call me 406-388-5120, 406-388-5120. Probably won't be taking any calls while I'm on the air here with Art, here on Republic Broadcasting. And I have an email address, bill@proactivenews.com, which is also my website, proactivenews.com. Jeff, we've got a lot to cover. I thank you so much for your call. Great point, and I'm glad you made it. Take care. God bless.
Now, that call was a good one, Bill.
Yeah, that was a great call, because that's a good point, and I'm glad he brought it up. I just kind of rushed through some of the issues I'm dealing with in my latest newsletter that I'm going to put out, and again, that is a very good point. Well, we were going to talk about the great lie, and the great lie, folks,
okay,
is a big deal, and we're going to have to get scooting along to get all Art's information stuffed in. I'm a two-hour format guy.
We'll have to clip along now.
Yeah, I'm a two-hour format guy, and I got to remember, talk quick, be brief, Bill, and let the guests run the show. Go ahead.
Big lie and the grand deception, what the American people are not being told. On Memorial Day weekend, the people of our great nation viewed our media's conception of Washington, D.C.'s incredible ballyhoo tribute to the brave men and women who fought the good fight in World War II to defend our way of life in America. But wait, something is drastically wrong. The ceremonies and speeches were beautiful and yet extremely flawed. Many important facts were and still remain hidden. We have an administrative agency here in the United States entrusted with the responsibility of seeing that our disabled and combat injured veterans receive the benefits that they're entitled to by the laws of our land. This agency is called the Department of Veterans Affairs, better known as the VA. The best-kept secret in America, however, is that most of these injured vets stand little or no chance of ever getting their benefits due to the predatory policy of this most corrupt government administrative agency, many of whose employees, to include executives, adjudicators, rating board members, and attorneys, pay each other cash bonuses to deny claims to disabled veterans, their families, and survivors. It is a sad and outrageous fact that out of 100% totally disabled injured veterans, only a mere 4% will ever collect the full benefits due to them, thanks to the greed of the agency that oversees these benefits distributions. And that's the same thing that you were talking about, the 4% solution. It's a quota. The VA has a quota. 96% will be turned down. Now, a close examination of the VA's very own VACOLS records, that's spelled V-A-C-O-L-S, Veterans Appeals Control and Locator System, will very quickly reveal the VA's use of their despicable smoke and mirrors tactics. And we have veterans who have walked the corridors of time for 20, 30, 40, 50, and yes, even 60 years. We just had a guy in Chicago who's been denied since 1945. 60 years or more of being denied their benefits despite incontrovertible evidence in their favor. Now, the Government Accounting Office, since their famous report of 1987, and many subsequent reports since, have been unable to do anything about this outrage, nor has anybody else. This inability is a direct result of protection given to this outlaw agency, the VA, by Congress, the Senate, and the National Veterans Service Organizations, who are in the pockets of the VA and don't want to rock their gravy train. Now, even with the team, with the VA's team, of former Arthur Anderson Enron auditors, the VA cannot cover up the fact
Art, we've got to slip away for the bottom half the hour break. Hold on, hold on. Arthur Anderson, we'll pick it up right there when we get back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy to take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, friends, we're back again. Bill Brumbaugh and Art Burnclaw. Art, we were midway through the great line you were talking about, the Arthur Andersen employees. Folks, now understand, Arthur Andersen were the accountants for Enron who muddled everything up so bad. Hundreds of millions of dollars were lost to private individuals as well as the corporation itself. So go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, all those stockholders and those older people who wanted to put money away for a better day, Enron gave them a real workout with the help of our government. Anyway, even with their team of former, the VA, even with their team of former Arthur Andersen Enron auditors, and they hired over 100 of them, the VA can't cover up the fact that veterans are still adjudicating claims for malaria and gunshot wounds from World War II. All this from 62 years ago. For shame, VA and all others who protect this rat system of extortion from our nation's veterans. Now, it's easy to cure the backlog of claims. The World War II vets are dying at the rate of 1,500 a day. Clear the claims, either deny them, or knowing the existing mortality rate and that it would take them a year or two to get back and hear the claim again, or grant them 10% effective today for a claim that should have been 100% effective in 1946. And I say cleared indeed. And by turning hospitals into clinics, the VA forces sick veterans to return each day on an outpatient basis This runs up the volume of patients statistically to make the VA look good to Congress and downgrades the care provided. On April 8, 2004, at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, ABC News Primetime ran an expose of the deplorable conditions of Veterans Administration hospitals, including the unbelievable corruption of some of their administrators and executives. The program was the best of its genre and focused mainly on the Cleveland, Ohio, and Temple, Texas systems, two of the worst ever. VA Secretary Anthony Principi was supposed to be interviewed on that program, but begged off, stating he was ill that day, leaving an incredible VA buffoon to be interviewed by Diane Sawyer. This monumental program hit the nail right on the head of what is wrong with the VA system. And this part was the good news. Now, the bad news was, since April 8, 2004, not one newspaper in America picked up on this program and the story that it told because of the VA's press corps. And I'm talking about, when I say press corps, 2,220 VA spinmeisters whose sole job is to keep all negative news about the VA out of the media. And they did their job very well. These people are paid between $65,000 to $85,000 a year to ply their trade and intimidate the media. And there's 30 of them in every VA regional office and about 120 of them in the VA central office being hidden under unrelated job titles. Now, when the Atlanta, Georgia VA regional office's 12 rating board members, including the congressional liaison, were sent to federal prison for a scam that robbed the families of dead veterans out of $11.2 million of benefits by substituting their own claim numbers for that of dead veterans, the VA's press corps did their job well. Only the Atlanta Constitution and the Chattanooga Times carried the story about the Atlanta VA's dirty dozen. And it seems like the VA could afford to hire these 2,220 press corps spinmeisters and pay millions of dollars a year worth of VA freebies to each of the chartered National Veteran Service organizations that are usually totally worthless to the veterans to make sure that disabled veterans do not obtain real legal representation on their benefits claims and maintain a multitude of bonus programs for VA employees to deny claims, but they never have enough money to take care of our nation's disabled vets, and they always plead poverty to Congress to get more funding. Well, the answer does not lie in giving the VA more money, but in an honest redistribution of money. We feel that the VA cannot be reformed because of the vast amount of deeply entrenched corruption within the system. The public is being misled when they are actually led to believe that the government is taking care of its veterans and military retirees, honoring the promises made to them. At the Memorial Day ceremony in the Capitol, Washington, D.C., seems to have forgotten the shabby treatment that it has given the brave World War II survivors of Bataan and Corregidor. That's our honored class of 1941-1942. These are great Americans. These heroes were never defeated in battle. They were starved into submission, waiting for reinforcements that were promised to them but never came. Most of the survivors were taken to Japan where they were used as slave labor for 4 to 5 years. Recently, in the lawsuit brought by these veterans against the industrial giants in Japan who enslaved them, Mitsubishi, Matsui, Oneida Cement, our Justice Department, who I call Just Us, our very nice Justice Department put all of their attorneys at the disposal of the Japanese lobby and their defense to see that the veterans' case was thrown out of court. And let's not forget about the congressional bill, which has been brought up just about every year since the end of World War II, to have the VA indemnify these few brave survivors for $20,000 each, little enough payment for their suffering under Japanese brutality, which never seems to pass the House Veterans Affairs Committee to get out on the floor of Congress for a vote without being boondoggled and killed in committee. And yet, listen to this, folks. Everybody of Japanese extraction who were interned even for one day after the attack on Pearl Harbor were indemnified for $20,000 by our Congress. This is the reward given to our bravest who fought for months to stall Japan and gave us that vital time to rebuild our destroyed Navy. Now, the grand deception is what I call the promises made to young military enlistees, which are never kept. In November 2002, our government, very quietly by a 9-4 federal court decision, discontinued the promise of free health care after military retirement for serving 20 to 30 years. This is only part, although a very large part, of the grand deception. And it doesn't matter that for generations the Secretary of the Army, the Secretary of the Navy, and all military recruiters have been promising this as an inducement to get people to serve, to reenlist. What they say is, unless Congress passes a law, the benefit is discontinued. Considering our mean-spirited Congress, this is not likely to happen. The media has an obligation to inform our nation about the people in government responsible for these moral shortcomings involving our veterans and military retirees and the military. The young people of enlistment age must be protected and told the truth, because they are our future, and God save the Republic. And I am Arthur N. Berklau. I'm Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law, and anyone who wants to call me can reach me at 631-474-4261, and we're Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited.
Well, you know, folks, I've got to ask Art the question here, because not being a veteran, I'm not as familiar. Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Okay. Well, Art, the thing is that, you know, if these guys are being paid bonuses not to pass claims on for judgment, for adjudication, mm-hmm. Why isn't there some criminal action being taken against them? That is villainous, it's treasonous, and at the very least, folks, it is fraud.
Because they're protected by Congress. Congress knows about this. I don't think there's anyone in Congress that's not privy to what's going on. They know about it, and nothing is being done. But, however, recently, in Chicago, there's been a massive investigation going on, a corruption investigation, since December 2nd of last year. Now, for over 6 months, the Chicago Sun-Times has hammered away at the Veterans Administration, and your two Illinois senators have gotten into the middle of this, and they held a meeting. Illinois has been dead last in veterans benefits for the last 20 years, dead last in adjudication. And they held a town hall meeting. It really took something to get Mr. Nicholson to attend, because he really didn't want to come, and they held another meeting previously to that was a farce in a rural area of Illinois, just because they didn't want the Chicago veterans sitting in on it. So they held this meeting. And purposely, I got transcripts of the meeting, and I was looking for a question to be asked, and the question was, how come that people in the VA are being able to turn down claims and pick themselves up bonuses for denying claims? Now, I was waiting to read that in the transcript, but I went through the entire transcript, and it was not in there. So I started calling some of the veterans. I have their numbers and their telephone numbers and addresses. And the first two veterans I speak to say, we wanted to ask that question, but we were told if we asked that question, we'll be escorted out of the town hall meeting.
Now, who put that threat over them?
Three guesses. Intimidation, the VA. They always try to intimidate people. You know, when I called up for the sake of a veteran who had a 60-year-old claim in who died, and they never paid him anything other than for one of his wounds. He got an $18,000 check, but the man has been claiming he's been 100% disabled for 60 years. I called up the Veterans Administration office, Mr. Nicholson's office, and I spoke to his second in charge, the guy who was second in charge, and I asked to have some of the benefits sent to the family. And they said, we're not sending the family a button. And I said, pray tell, why not? They said, we don't have to. He's dead. It's the law. And I said, look, you people keep confusing the law with VA regulations. They are not one and the same. And he says to me, what are you, a wise guy? What's your claim number? Like he's going to intimidate me. And I said, I'll give you my claim number. and then I'll haul your ass into court on RICO charges, and you don't have sovereign immunity. You're only an employee of the VA. Start with me, and I'll take you right into court. So he says to me afterwards, he says, well, tell his family that he'll have to put in another claim and get on the back of the line for 2 to 2.5 years. And this is the attitude there, and I'm asking the senators to intercede on this veteran's behalf. And there's another veteran, a fellow by the name of James Gates, a black veteran who they screwed over for 30 years. I'm asking them to intercede, and if they don't want to intercede, I'll start a letter-writing campaign to the veterans over there to start a letter-writing campaign to the Senate and recall the two senators, because we're tired of just being paid lip service. Let's see them do something.
Exactly. Very good. Now, the fact is, folks, these are big deal issues, and they are very important, because what we're dealing with here is people that lose life, limb, and liberty and come back and find the enemy in the VA perhaps more formidable than one of a foreign nature. But I think I heard some music there, did I? No, I guess I did not. Okay. Folks, these are real deal issues. I hope and pray that you folks, especially if you're a veteran, that you'll contact Art. Now, there's a few reasons to contact Art, and that is, say you have some alleged VA advocacy organization that's out there. Art knows who's who, and if he doesn't know, he'll find out. And I want to urge you that you need to find out who you're working with, because recently Art just exposed one that was totally useless, totally useless.
Absolutely. I asked them a very simple question. They were advertising, I got it right here in front of me, a Michigan firm. LegalHelpForVeterans.com is a service provided by the Fazzoni, Taylor & Bone LLP law firm, which is located in Michigan. We have a national practice representing veterans from across the country. This representation occurs at the United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, the Board of Veterans Appeals, and regional offices. They didn't mention the magic words. The magic words is Federal District Court. And when I asked them, will you take a claim into federal district court if it gets nowhere with the veterans court? And the answer was, no, we're not equipped to do this. Which means they want to take it to the veterans court. They want to get paid under the Equal Access to Justice Act. The lawyers will get paid $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. And the hell with the veterans case. If he loses, he loses. And that's the attitude of these law firms. They do not want to fight in a federal court. They're afraid, and they feel in a veteran's case they can't make much money because the government put a limit on 20% that you can charge a veteran on his case. Now, telling America's youth the truth, America's military recruiting programs, they've long preyed off the poor, the minorities, and those that they could deceive and take advantage of. And I remember that during the Vietnam War, the ads told how you could see the world and make good money appealing to the poor while the rich hid in college. Now, we were told America would take care of us if we fell in battle. What a joke. And, of course, most of us remember how the Colonel Day lawsuit group were promised lifetime medical care for 20 to 30 years of military service, and how the government reneged on it, and the march we took in Washington on a rainy day. Now, rich Republican politicians like Tom DeLay of Texas. Anyone here from Texas? You got a guy there, Tom DeLay. Rich Republican politicians like Tom DeLay refused to serve back then, saying he did not want to take a good job from the blacks. So he used his Republican influence to avoid service so blacks and the poor could have the good job of fighting and dying in Vietnam. Now, history has showed us that not one promise made to America's youth to get us to enlist has ever been kept. And the veterans have a court, a veterans court. They cover up any wrongdoing by the VA General Counsel. And evidence keeps mounting to prove that the judges on this Court of Appeals for Veterans are extreme right-wing zealots who believe that veterans should have no rights and should have no veterans court and do not deserve benefits. Now, an investigation has discovered that although the veterans court was established by Congress and supposed to be for veterans, that the court is nothing more than a sham, a hoax, intended to deceive veterans by making them believe they have a real court, a fair and impartial forum, court to go to when the VA arbitrarily denies their VA claim. In reality, the Veterans Court is fixed and stacked with extreme right-wing zealots, most of whom were appointed by the Bush family, all of whom are biased against veterans and believe that veterans' benefits is really welfare. And the numbers that are shown here, we have only 162 veteran wins out of about 18,000 cases before this court. And the numbers show that a veteran has a far better chance of hitting the lottery than of ever receiving a fair trial in the Court of Appeals for Veterans. And that's an amazing statistic. 162 veterans have prevailed in cases out of 18,000.
Wow, that is an abysmal statistic, folks.
Less than
1%. Well, listen, it's time for us to break from talking about the less than 1% and the 4% and take a 100% break here, folks. We'll be gone just a minute or two. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for the close. Bill Brumbaugh and Art Burnclaw sitting in for Officer Jack McClam. Please pray for him and his wife.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
We're down here for the last few minutes. Bill Brumbaugh sitting in for Jack McLamb. My guest is Art Burnclaw. Folks, one last time from me. If you want to get a hold of me, I'm very readily accessible. You can call me. Make a short call. I'll call you back, 406-388-5120. You can email me, bill@proactivenews.com, and that is my website, proactivenews.com. I have an email list, folks. Put out very cutting-edge, breaking information with my personal commentary and sometimes commentaries of expert friends of mine on it, giving you unique perspectives as to what's going down and what's coming around. Art, we've got about 3 minutes and a few seconds of broadcast time left. Go ahead, let's close.
Okay, the Court of Appeals for Veterans is a sham. It's nothing more than a farce and a branch of the extreme right-wing part of the Republican Party that believes that veterans should not have benefits or rights. Now, keep in mind that the established veterans groups have known about this massive farce against America's veterans all along and have said nothing. They've known about this since it was established in 1988. And I'm talking about the DAV, the American Legion, the VFW, AMVETS, the Military Order of the Purple Heart. I'm talking about all these guys. And where are they where the veteran needs them? And what they're doing is they're profiteering off America's veterans. And the leadership should of the, all these veterans organizations should be held accountable. They have the power to do something about this if they would band together. But they won't, because this is part of the agenda, the cooperation between them and the VA and this joke of a court. It's a joke. But it's not a joke to veterans. And they really should be investigated for the fraud that they inflict on America's veterans. And any veteran worth his salt that belongs to either of these groups or any of these groups should demand that their leadership be held accountable. And just where does all these hundreds of millions of dollars from veterans' dues, from their bars and their bingos and other hustles really go to? They damn sure are not being used to help veterans, and you can bet on that. Now, anyone who wants to reach me, I'm located at 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York. 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York. Our zip code is 11777. We do need your donations, and we are Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited, and we're not going to go to sleep on this. Everybody working with us here, nobody gets a salary over a dollar. $1, we are all volunteers, and our job is to help veterans. So contact us. I'm sure a lot of you out there have problems. Contact us and talk to us.
Folks, that is a fact, too, because there are so many veterans that have been subjected to the numerous deleterious ailments over the past, folks. It's nothing compared. I'm not diminishing that. But, folks, the type of stuff that they have inflicted upon our contemporary military, if we don't get them to pay up those in the past, they will never be forced to pay for the recuperation of those in the future. What's going on now is scandalous. It's scandalous. You take pictures of the coffins coming off those big transport craft, you get arrested. You're out of the business. They'll put you out of business. Why? They don't want the people to know what the real count is.
And Bill, do you know that 30 to 35% of people coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan are suffering from severe post-traumatic stress disorder?
Yeah, and out of those, doctors are estimating up to 85% have some form of mind condition, memory loss, or other things. So, again, folks, this is a big deal issue. But another big deal is we're at the end of the broadcast, folks. Art, I want to thank you so much for being up tonight. I appreciate it. I want to thank you, folks, for putting up with me sitting in for Officer Jack. Keep him and his wife in prayer, folks. Put it on your list. Don't let their names be messed. My name is Bill Brumbaugh. My name is Bill Brumbaugh. Folks, you can web me, you can blog me. I'm out there and everywhere. Good night. God bless. We'll talk to you soon again.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.